It's Tuesday, February 1st, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A 75-year-old Methodist Anglican pastor of the Shaheed All Saints Church in Peshawar, Pakistan, was killed by two gunmen in what is being described as a terrorist event. Last Sunday, Pastor William Siraj was shot in his car on his way home from church, reports Dawn News. News channels showed emergency services removing the pastor from the car as people chanted, quote, "Long live Jesus Christ," end quote, while carrying his body on a bed through the streets to a house, reports Reuters. This comes 8 years after the major terrorist event in the same city, which took the lives of 81 Christians. Christians are a minority in the Muslim-dominated country of Pakistan and are regularly subjected to targeted acts of violence. Three Christians in Bilaspur, India, including a pastor and his wife, were beaten so severely they were admitted to the hospital and treated for their injuries, reports persecution.org. A mob of radical Hindus attacked Pastor Rakesh Babu in his home. He told International Christian Concern that, quote, "I tried to run away after receiving a couple of hits on my head and my back. They chased me and continued to beat me until I collapsed. I could hear someone saying, 'Kill him, kill him,'" end quote. He has faithfully pastored 100 Christians in Bilaspur, India for 15 years. Pray for Pastor Babu's full recovery and that his assailants would repent and believe in Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. In Matthew 5, verse 43, Jesus said, "I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." As of January of 2022, rent inflation is up over 10% in over half of America's largest cities, and the prices are up 15 to 28% in about one-third of the cities. That puts the overall inflation rate for rent at 14%, according to Zumper's National Rent Report. A convoy of thousands of freedom-loving truckers descended on Ottawa, Canada's capital, Monday, protesting the state's severely restricting measures for COVID-19. The Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, accused the truckers of, quote, "hate, abuse, and racism," end quote. Another convoy of trucks has been blocking the Canada-U.S. border at Coutts, Alberta, reports the Globe and Mail. Tucker Carlson of Fox News talked with Sheldon Andreas, a Canadian trucker and pastor, to get his perspective.
There's just been a stifling of freedom and a stifling of unity in Canada for 2 years. A lot of people are fired. Man, you can't even go into a grocery store without getting into an argument about a mask or whatnot. It's just a wonderful sensation to see unity once again in Canada.
It's beautiful to watch from below your border, I have to say. You're being snarled at, but you're smiling back. The government seems to be doing all it can to prevent you from peacefully protesting its fascist policies. Are you worried about the repercussions?
Not at all. I mean, some of my friends have been arrested for pastoring their churches. We're fully prepared to smile and push through for the greater good. We want to see Christ glorified in the church and out of the church. So we're pushing forward. Come with me.
Are any media in Canada supporting you, or at least arguing that you should have a right to express your views?
Not that I know of, Tucker. I think maybe Rebel News has noted some positive stuff about the movement, but the mainline media is much the same in the USA. These guys are not our friends. They're coming after us. They're slandering really good people.
Thus far, $9,462,920 has been raised to cover fuel for the truckers. The GoFundMe site explains the thinking behind the Freedom Convoy. Quote, "We are a peaceful country that has helped protect nations across the globe from tyrannical governments who oppress their people. And now it seems it is happening here. We are taking our fight to the doorsteps of our federal government and demanding that they cease all mandates against its people. Small businesses are being destroyed, homes are being destroyed, and people are being mistreated and denied fundamental necessities to survive. It's our duty as Canadians to put an end to these mandates," end quote. True North, a news site with a conservative editorial position, exposed 11 ridiculous convoy stories reported by the mainstream media. Take a look through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The North Koreans shot off another intermediate-range missile on Sunday, the first major test in 3 years. The Hwasong-12 flew about 500 miles, according to North Korean news. That's the seventh missile test in the month of January for the rogue state. But keep in mind, Proverbs 16, verse 7, which says, "When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him." Anticipating a reversal of the U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade, Republican state legislators are introducing more bills to ban abortion, reports the Washington Post. Nebraska lawmakers are seeking to ban all abortions. Florida legislators are working on a bill to restrict abortion to 15 weeks. And Arizona state legislators are working on their own Heartbeat Act, similar to the Texas law. Meanwhile, the Idaho Senate State Affairs Committee nixed a heartbeat bill on Monday by a vote of 4-4, reports the Idaho Capital Sun. It would have protected the baby if a heartbeat was detected, typically at the 6th week of pregnancy. George Mason University's Mercatus Center has revealed that Idaho and South Dakota are the least regulated states in America. The most regulated states are California, New York, Ohio, and Illinois. U.S. Census data also puts Idaho at the top of the list for the fastest-growing states in the country. Not surprisingly, Californians are moving out of the Golden State in droves. This population migration will produce a slight impact on the U.S. Congress. California lost one congressional seat, and Montana, Oregon, and Colorado will each add a congressional seat, reports the Deseret News. And finally, the Worldview in 5 Minutes has just learned that one of our radio interviews last year on the starvation crisis in Niger, West Africa, resulted in $90,000 worth of food relief in 13 villages. Missionaries Julie and Ken from Sim Africa report that this initial fundraising led to an 18-month relief project that is bearing much fruit. Specifically, Julie says she wants to share, quote, "how thankful we were for your help in a time of deep crisis. May the Lord continue to open the eyes of our lost brothers and sisters through kindness, generosity, and love shown by Christians," end quote. Praise God, and thank you, Worldview listeners. And that's the Worldview in 5 Minutes on this Tuesday, February 1st in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.